Welcome, everybody, to the big call. It is Tuesday, August the... Is today the 6th? Yeah. 6th or 7th? 7th. August 7th. And you're listening to the big call. Welcome, everybody, from all over Big Call Universe, wherever you're tuned in. We're glad that you're here.
It is.
And we're glad that it is the satellite
sixth.
Team...
It is the 6th, Bruce.
It is the 6th. That's what I thought, yeah.
Tuesday
the
6th.
Oh, not the 7th. Tuesday the 6th.
That's
thank
correct.
You for that, yeah.
Tuesday the
6th. Tuesday, thank you, Bob. Tuesday the 6th. I didn't look at my phone before I started the call tonight, and I should have, and I would have remembered the day is the 6th. Okay. Well, thank you, SAT team, wherever you are located, to getting the signal out for everybody in Big Call Universe. Thank you for that. And let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be a really fascinating teaching for all of us. So let's start with prayer. Lord God, we thank you for everything that we have, everything that we're about to receive, and everything that we will be doing in the near future. Thank you so much for providing for us as Jehovah Jireh, for healing us as Jehovah Rapha, for everything that we have no need of, that you provide so beautifully for us. We thank you for the people that are able to hear this call all over the globe. Thank you for Bob and Sue and all other members of the big call that help us every Tuesday and Thursday night. Give us a great call tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, Bob usually says his week starts Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern when your teaching begins. So I, like Bob, look forward to hearing what you've prepared for us or what you've found for us.
I've actually prepared this for you, written it myself.
Oh, nice.
And okay. Really, I don't know what came over me, but maybe it's a glimmer of what's to come. I just thought we needed to hear something specifically about the purpose of why we're on the call. And I want to dedicate this, number one, by putting my hand on my heart to my two co-hosts, Bruce and Bob.
Thank you.
Want to dedicate it to the people of divinity. That's everybody on the call, but specifically to the pod, to the people that have invested so much to learn and to grow and to evolve their leadership skills. I want to honor my co-pilots, Jay and Kay, and of course, everything, this is the deepest one, everything that matters. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of light. Light of life, excuse me, John 8:12. Have you ever stood on the brink of something so transformative that it feels like stepping into a new reality? A reality shaped by Christ's love and wisdom, where every moment is infused with purpose and love, and every step guided by divine light. As we prepare for the monumental shifts that the quantum systems will bring, we find ourselves at the threshold of a new dawn, a dawn that marks the light of Christ, an era of economic freedom and sweeping changes. It's like witnessing the rerouting of an entire interstate highway, where every lane is being redesigned and the landscape around us is evolving in real time. Imagine the world adjusting to a fresh wave of economic freedom, where the old systems are being remodeled and new pathways are being forged. It's an exhilarating thought, isn't it? This isn't just about economic change. It's about a spiritual and emotional and physical renaissance, a complete transformation of how we live, work, and connect with each other. In times like these, when everything changes in the blink of an eye, we must anchor ourselves in the unwavering light of Christ. Imagine the peace and the strength he would embody in such a situation. Christ, the beacon of hope, would walk with us, guiding our steps and illuminating our path. He would remind us that no matter how tumultuous the change, his love and presence remain constant, a rock on which we can stand firm. So what can we do to prepare ourselves for this exhilarating new reality? How can we support ourselves and prepare to embrace the opportunities that lie ahead? Number one, anchor yourself in your faith. Christ's love is our foundation. Spend time in prayer and reflection, drawing closer to him. Let his words be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. In moments of uncertainty, remind yourself that he is with you, guiding and protecting you. Two, embrace change with a positive mindset. Change can be daunting, but it's also an opportunity for growth and renewal. Approach this new reality with an open heart and a Christed positive mindset. Believe that these changes are part of you and God's greater plan for your life, bringing you closer to not only your highest potential, but your role in developing the highest potential for the world. Three, stay connected with your community. In times of transformation, community support is invaluable. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who share your faith and vision. Encourage and uplift each other, sharing insights and experiences as you navigate this new landscape. Four, seek wisdom and knowledge. Educate yourself about the changes taking place. Stay informed and seek out resources that can help you understand and adapt to the new systems. Knowledge is power, and being well informed will give you the confidence to make wise decisions. Practice gratitude and generosity. Amidst change, it's essential to remain grounded in gratitude. Count your blessings and give thanks for the opportunities and growth that come your way. Be generous with your time, your resources, and love, while also taking good care of yourself, while spreading Christ's light to those around you. And finally, visualize your best future. Take time to imagine the future you want to create. Visualize yourself thriving in this new reality, using your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Allow Christ's vision for your life to inspire and motivate you. In closing, we're standing on the edge of this transformative period. Let's embrace the unknown with confidence and Christ-like faith. Let's step boldly into Christ's new reality, knowing that with him by our side, we can shape the kingdom of God and our best future. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Christ's light in you and around you shines upon you, guiding you through every change and blessing you with his everlasting love. Prepare your hearts, ready your spirits, and let's walk together into this new dawn, filled with hope, joy, and the promise of the kingdom to come. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for putting that together for us tonight. That was beautiful. And when I heard you talk about change, I thought a lot of people resist change. They don't like it. Sometimes they resist it. And when they have to go through a change, they don't really embrace it. And I've, in my past, whenever I've moved, which I think was 13, 14 times in my life, I embraced it. I actually enjoyed the concept of starting over, starting anew, a reset. And that's pretty much what we're looking at here. We're looking at a new reset and getting started. Many of us might even be considering moving to a new location, a new house somewhere, a new neighborhood, a new state, maybe even a new country. And I think we should embrace that change and look forward to it. I always look forward to meeting new people, finding new tennis partners to play with, new people to tee it up with, like Bob and I will. And it was always kind of enjoyable to do that. So I would say, with everything that we're looking at, we should look forward to and embrace the change that we're going to go through. Our banking system with the QFS is completely new, and it's set up already. It's done for us. We just need to embrace it and talk with our bankers and our Redemption Center staff about it. And I tell you, we're just about to enjoy the fruits of that, whatever that looks like in our own lives. So I think change is good. Change, for the most part, is good, and it will prepare us for something magical to look forward to. And I've told Sue this before, that I kind of enjoyed starting over, even in a new job. Let's say you start in a new job in a new location. That can be really, really fun. And sometimes it's a little scary, but usually it's not. Usually God's prepared the way for you to go. And as far as resources go, God always digs our well before we're thirsty. So what I would say is look forward to the things that are set ahead of us. Look forward to them. And I think we will do fine, just fine. And we'll be in good shape. We'll be in really good shape. So I'm excited about that. Bob, how do you embrace change, and what do you think of this teaching? And I know you'll bring your own perspective to it.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thanks for starting off the week for us once again. We have a teaching to get our minds really working and getting anchored in our hearts. And Bruce, thanks for bringing up the whole, remembrance of change and times that you moved and all like that. And I remember the change that I made when I first, came to St. Petersburg. And, after being here for a couple of years, when I met Larry and we decided to start Boomers Forever Young. And it was a brand new thing. Neither one of us had ever had any experience running a nutrition company before. And we decided we were going to do it. And we commissioned a person who was a consultant for others that wanted to start nutrition companies. And he introduced us to, you know, our attorney that helped us set everything up. He introduced us to our very first formulator, who turned out to be the company that makes our Boomer Boost and has been now making it for us, you know, since the last 13 years and still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the adventure that it was, and just to, you know, really embrace it as an adventure. And I started thinking about that, and it's like all the various things, you know, that people can embark on are all one animating force, one energy from God that's creating all this diversity of people and all the diversity of the energies in the universe, some really great, some that you need to be cautious about. But the people on the big call are, you know, on this journey together in a sense, and we're on this pathway Sue described, you know, this pathway to freedom. And, and you know, as we go forward, there's a lot of change that's happening, and we need to pick the right side. We want to make sure that we don't follow down, you know, inadvertently down the path that we might be beckoned towards, you know, which is seems to be a great thing, but could actually be a disguise. It could be the devil in disguise. We need to be sure that we're in touch with our heart and following the side of Christ. And, you know, as we do that, as we're sure of that, then the right opportunities will be seen, and we'll attract the right opportunities and not the wrong road to go down to. And if we listen to that Christ within us, and we can select the path that he guides us on to. And there'll be 1,000 different possible projects to participate in, and we need to, you know, select the one that resonates with our own self the most. And then as we have that selected and we're confident, we can then see what the end game is. As Sue was saying, visualize. See what the end game would be. What exactly would it look like when our great project in Christ is 100% complete? And how will you feel during the planning phase, the execution phase, and the completion? And see all of that, as Sue was saying, in your mind's eye, but also give gratitude to God for the guidance to get you to that place. Gratitude for the new associates and friends, and for all of the successes that are to come.
That's right, beautiful, Bob.
Good. Yeah, give gratitude for those things. Thank you, Bob. Sue, thanks for bringing this teaching tonight. What type of change have you embraced that you can remember, Sue? And how do you look at change now?
That's a really good synthesizing question, Mr. Bruce. It kind of takes me where I was going to go, because I like that what I was experiencing when I was reflecting on both what you said. I like what you said, Bruce, because you heard me emphasize, I was going to emphasize it a little more, embracing the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Different than any other time when we've been through change, and I'll get to your answering your question specifically, but the entire world, it's not like, you know, some people are in their regular life and then you're getting a new job or moving to a new place. The scale of what everyone in the world will be experiencing as moving to a new place in their mind, in their economic freedom. All of that's going to be happening simultaneously. And what you did that I love is you embraced the novelty, the possibility. That's what you were really good at. You embraced the possibility of that new place. And you stayed in, wow, I wonder what cool person I'm going to meet. Wow, I wonder what that will be like. And then I love what Bob said, thinking about starting Boomers and moving to Tampa and meeting Larry. And of course, I'm self-reflecting and I'm thinking about my own company that I've had for 34 years. And I'm going to take just a little tack just to make it so we embrace the spectrum. Some people have been entrepreneurs. All of us have been entrepreneurs. Some people have worked corporate and then tried to be entrepreneurs. Everyone is going to be in this new adaptation to creating a structure that works for them. And when I moved or when I started something, I remember now I know how to do it. I can start things like nothing and have helped other people to do it. But it can be dysregulating. Remember what you said, Bruce, about people getting nervous about change? Because your whole nervous system, I just want to make people feel okay. Your whole nervous system, not only your nervous system, but the people around you, they're going, wait a minute, you know that feeling like somebody comes in and cleans your house, you're like, where's my brush? Where's my this? That's what happens in your nervous system. So make it okay to understand that change is going to have this, like, you're going to have this feeling like, okay, this is new. My nervous system is adapting. And yet, how can I see the people with their eyes rolling. How did I get so good at making this a fun adventure? Ask yourself that question when you're stressing out and you're getting nervous because you don't remember things and there's so much changing all around you. You can do it like that. And finally, for me, the reason I wrote this teaching is I was in a meeting and we were talking about just the scope of our work and how it was changing, and I could see why we were doing, connected to quantum learning, why we were redoing just this whole new system of looking at things. And everybody on this call is going to be, we're all going back to school. But the school is the quantum possibility of Christ. So as long as that is right there in the front of your mind, so that the thing that's like your North Star, you're saying, how did I get so good at knowing that I'm building this new kingdom for myself, for my faith, for the freedom in my family, for everything? That's going to ground you, not by what's going on outside of you. But if you look at it like that, that'll quiet your nervous system, and then you can learn and adapt. If you say, how did I get so good? And literally everybody around you is going to be in that same space. I've consulted with a lot of startups, and, you know, they feel like they're startups compared to the big guys. Everybody, this is what's so different. everybody, your children, your family, everybody's going to be in a startup simultaneously. That's the big idea. It's not like you're, you know, you've got your friends and they're out, you're playing golf and they're talking about, oh, they're just in their same old, same old. And I know a lot of us, I was always doing new things, and you'd feel that difference. No. Everyone on the planet is basically going to be in a, that's our job, Christed startup life. And it's going to be so exciting. And the goal is to understand that that light of Christ, I am the light of the world, is your anchor inside of you. So the only thing you're picking up is, like you, Bruce, what is possible? How can this be the most exciting thing? And when you do that, then you can have the confidence that you had, Bruce, that Bob had, because it is in your heart. It's in your whole body. And when people are struggling, you're going to be the light in their world. So that's why I wrote it.
Thank you, Sue. That was beautiful. Thank you. And I love your explanation of it, too. Thank you so much. Now, what we're looking at now, Sue, is Tuesday night praise reports.
I have to pull up them.
And I want you to pull those up. And what was I going to say while you were going to do that? I can't think of what it was now.
Hold on.
Are you getting there, Sue?
Not yet. Hold on. I had to go to a different place here.
Okay.
You were saying Tuesday night, but I do have good news because I saw it earlier.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Is it possible we actually have a praise report from Pastor Scott?
It's a good report, yeah.
Okay, we're going to call it
is
that.
Is it a praise report? I guess it's a praise. Yeah, of course it's a praise report. Hold on a second.
Okay. Yep.
It's just taking a minute to load here. I don't know.
Loading.
Loading. Here we go. I think. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do Pastor Scott. Praise times three. Tonight's praise is that I'm still alive. I love thinking about me sending this bolt of energy over to Pastor Scott right now because I know you're listening. After the last couple of strokes have affected my left side more and my brain. Big Call Universe, I'm grateful for all your prayers. I'm improving every day because of your prayers and my will to get better. My prayers lately have been for all y'all as I go before the courts of heaven on your behalf. Praise as we go to the courts of heaven on your behalf, Pastor Scott, praising you all before the courts, praising your consistent prayers for all of the Big Call Universe. Always be so grateful for every moment you have. I've realized this past year how important it is to be grateful for all the small things we usually take for granted. My wife said at the end of my stay in skilled nursing facility, I needed to do two things. Number one, pull up my pants by myself, and two, walk unassisted. Well, as of now, I can do both. So be grateful for something as usual, something as usually thought as minimal, and something we usually don't have to think about how to pull your pants up, but I have to. I'll be going home in 1 week. Praise Jesus. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That is so beautiful, Pastor Scott. Right, Bruce and Bob?
Well, unfortunately, I missed part of it because I got an incoming call that I had to take. So tell me, is Pastor Scott in a nursing and rehabilitation
Yes, he's going home. Yes, he's going home in a week, and he was saying how grateful he was. And I'm gonna have to redo it. That, you know, be grateful for the little things that you take for granted. And literally this morning, when I got up in the morning, let me see, how do I say this? I just was grateful the little things, how your body works. If your body is working well, the things, the systems in your body working well, I mean, that is something to be, I literally, I thanked my body. And that's what Pastor Scott
is. Yeah, but I was asking about Pastor Scott and what he was doing.
I know, but I'm emphasizing Pastor Scott. What I'm doing is I'm piggybacking on that, and I'm saying that he's saying to don't take for granted the little things that work, Bruce. You didn't hear that. Don't take for granted. Praise your body. Praise your body. And he's emphasizing what I experience, and he's coming in and basically saying, be grateful for your health. Be grateful for the little things. Be grateful for what's working. And that was his prayer. And we're, of course, grateful for him.
Absolutely. Glad he's back. And we'll be out of the rehab center in, what was it, Sunday or a week from Sunday?
Yeah, a week from today.
In a week from today? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
And pray it's the last of the strokes, and then he gets better continuously this time.
Absolutely. Without fail. Absolutely. That's it, Pastor Scott. We want you to be continually healed day after day, night after night, and get all of the healing. Because I know that you're walking in that healing. You know the scripture as well as all of us do. And you know that it's, you know, let the healed of the Lord say so. And we're saying so, and you're saying so. And we're all agreeing with your healing. So that's wonderful. And thank you, Pastor Scott, for stepping in. We were going crazy for weeks not hearing from you. And I'm so glad you wrote in. Thank you. Sue, any other praise reports? Maybe from Genia.
Yes. Here we go. National Fresh Breath Day. Tuesday, 8/6/24. Avoid a social faux pas and check if your breath is minty fresh. National Fresh Breath Day was started as a way to promote oral hygiene so that we're never embarrassed about how our breath smells. The day hopes to encourage more people to take their oral health seriously. Farmworker Appreciation Day. Tuesday, 8/6/24. Be ready to raise awareness about the importance of farm workers on this special day. National Lighthouse Day, Wednesday, 8/7/24. We celebrate how these scenic historic structures comforted travelers throughout the centuries. Purple Heart Day, Wednesday, 8/7/24. We remember and honor the men and women who bravely represented and sacrificed for their country. We're thankful and grateful for Pastor Scott's update regarding his health issues, for his continual healing, for his immensely positive attitude. We're also thankful for all the meters and the millions of listeners all over the world. Thankful for Jasara Nasara implementation, also that it may encompass various facets of advancement, quantum financial system, quantum voting system, quantum healing, quantum physics, quantum internet, and quantum technology. Today's perspectives. Sometimes amidst the demands of daily life, we lose perspective. Life seems out of balance and pressures of everyday living seem overwhelming. What's needed is a fresh perspective, a restored sense of balance and God. If the temporary loss of perspective has left you worried, exhausted, or both, it's time to readjust your thought patterns. When you do, you'll soon discover that you'll spend less time fretting about your challenges and more time praising God for his gifts. Everyone, have a blessed week, and hope and pray we get the 800 numbers so we start the RV process this week and can be great stewards with this blessing through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. And that's from Jeannie.
That's good, Jeannie. That's really good. Okay. Any other praise reports, Sue?
That's it, Bruce.
All right. All righty. Thank you for bringing those out, reading those out to us. Sue, this is your time. Your time again. Let's see what you've been working on, what you might want us to know about. And do you have anything new to talk about, like maybe a new class?
Well, I do, of course. I'm probably going to shock people. You know, we always have to be prepared, and I have some people around me who are very passionate and inspire me. And that's you, Pod, and I'll just leave them nameless. But I want to talk about a scenario that spawned this new idea. And I want to just sort of take you in your imagination. And imagine it's a week after the blessing and Nisarga Jasara is out. And imagine what that's going to be like when you're sitting in your home, and maybe you're sitting with your wife, maybe you're getting on the internet, or husband, maybe you're getting on the internet and your family's around you or your family's at a distance, and just try to imagine that scene of a world that has been flooded with economic freedom. And at the same time, do you think those people are going to have a lot of questions? Try to imagine, like, sitting in the morning and knowing that literally the whole world is readjusting to maybe some disclosure news, to, okay, now what am I going to do with my job? I've got all this money. What is my new life like? What do I want to do? What are my dreams? All those people, not you, but the people around you. Yeah. And then imagine what it's going to be like to walk out onto the street getting ready to go meet your premier banker or go with your, you know, your partner or your wife or your husband or whoever it is. Try to sense what that's going to feel like. It's the air is so ripe with possibility, and you know that literally it's almost going to be electric. It's like, people are talking, they're laughing. You could be going to a park after your first meeting with your premier banker, and you look around you and observe. See, observe, don't absorb, but just witness what you're going to be noticing about the world. Quantum. You're going to be finding out that the old systems are going to be shifting. The old thinking is going to be shifting. The new technology is going to be coming in. The new information about the past is going to be coming in. Do you think it might be possible that some people, maybe a lot of people, could be feeling disoriented? It's actually a thing, Bruce and Bob and everybody.
It's called adaptation shock. And there are two psychologists, Dr. Bruce McEwen and Robert Sapolsky, that have written about literally, and especially in this case, adaptation shock. It's like suddenly everybody's like having to redo what they thought about their life, literally everybody, not just you, not like you moving to a new place and everybody else has been around, but literally everywhere you go, everything is going to be buzzing with a kind of combination of exhilaration and a little bit of perhaps disorientation. So we're launching a class called Quantum Navigators, Mastering the New Quantum Reality as Quantum Humanitarians. Why is this a particularly important class? Because it's not just about you and your humanitarian projects. It's about you learning from how, literally learning from the people closest to you, the people in your family first, your children, what they're going to be going through, how they're going to be looking to you while you're trying to get used to the new quantum world and new projects yourself. And what we're going to do is we're going to walk you through how to be grounded, how to be centered, so that you can think about this. Have you ever been around people and they're like, their computers have broken down? I know I went through that 2 weeks ago when we had that cyber attack or whatever it was, where so many computers were being affected. Have you ever been with people and they're adjusting to a lot of things changing or whatever? Some people might be challenged by, say, hey, Dad, what am I supposed to do with this? Everybody reaching out to you, and then you creating the space so that you can be there and stay connected, but know how to stay in a deep connection with your highest priorities, and at the same time, walk into a room and calm people down by your presence. If anybody likes that idea, raise your hand, just do it silently. That is what you're going to get from being a quantum navigator. And you're going to get really, really masterful, because it's going to be like being in a snow globe. Everything is going to be in motion all at once. And you want to be like the stable, think about it as like a beautiful J&K who said quantum lighthouse. You want those people. You want those connections. Think about it right now. Who is your lighthouse? Inside of you should be your number one. Outside of you, who are your beings that you don't want to drain them, but connecting to them for 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, whatever it is, so that you can be grounded and you can be grounded together. You can be growing and grounding together as you're moving through a lot of change. It's going to be a time not to be disconnected, but to learn how to make a totally... You're going to be making all new systems, but you need to stay connected to the people that are your lighthouse, your heart house, the people that really matter to you. So this class, starting on, it's starting on Thursday this week, which is the 8th, the 9th, and the 12th, three nights at 7:25, and you're literally going to be able to practice experientially the key scenarios, like what your family is going to need, how you're going to need to do that, how you're going to be designing what you need for you, what you need for your family, so you have a really, really clear, radiant, envisioned picture. And I know, because I talk to everybody, I know nobody has this practice. I know it. And I know people, and think about this before I complete and give you how to sign up for it. Think about the last time something kind of went, oh my, it was such a wow, and now you've adjusted to it. But imagine the people that are going to go, oh my goodness, what is this? What am I going to do with my life? Think about your children. Think about the people that are at the, you know, that are going to be helping us, that are going to be flooded with humanitarians. Think about how you're going to quantumly navigate that and what that means. What do you want to have and be in that situation? And here's the bottom line. This is the big shift. In a quantum reality, in Christ, you are a co-creator. You are not looking to the outside only. You and Christ are learning how to create the reality together. That is the new skill. Quantum navigators with Christ. You're going to be learning, how do I want to be with my family? How do I line that all up? How do I line it up with all the people that I'm going to be meeting? You need to practice that. Most people have only been in reaction to their reality. So if that sounds exciting and you want to be masters of, you want to go through everybody changing around you, but you want to be sailing through this, if you want to see yourself sort of sailing through it, being very clear, being like, oh, I've done this before. I know this. I'm not going to be disturbed by everybody in the whole world going through this. And I'm going to be able to pick up on the little signals that are around me and adapt. Then sign up for this class, because it's going to allow you to soar into the future. So all you have to do is send an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, at hushmail.com, and just put put navigator, make it simple, navigator, and it's going to be $150. It's going to give you the skills to navigate that new reality so that you're not at the effect of everybody around you having to adapt to change, and you're going to be leading yourself and those people by who you're being, and how you're doing that. And I hope that everybody, just say I'm in if you're in the pod. That helps us. And thank you for the people that have already signed up. And, of course, you're loved. And I just want to say, oh, if anybody wants the Golden Wisdom Bundle, they can also sign up. Those are five, Bruce. So it's Quantum Navigator, Bruce. And then there's the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And the Golden Wisdom Bundle is designed to give you the whole, a whole five-course overview of the systems that will be impacted by the quantum change. Systems like work, systems like your family, systems like designing your best future, systems like learning how to collaborate when most people have been in competitive or isolated scenarios. It's basically a redesign of the thinking and feeling that'll carry you through for the entire year and show you all the systems you're going to be helping to change. So that is $300, and all you have to do is say Golden Wisdom Bundle, and then here's some specific new info. Integrated Minds at Hushmail, Golden Wisdom Bundle 300, or just say Bundle 300, or Bundle, we'll know. And then you're going to put your name, your telephone number, and that you can get Cash App or you have Cash App. And really quickly, you call a Cash App if you don't have it. And they pick up literally in 30 seconds every single time. And they're so amazing. They have the best customer service of any. I don't care what it is. Nobody matches them. It's a great model for people thinking of matching customer service. I would interview them. So that's all you have to do for the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And then you want to sail through this. You want to know what to do with your family. You want to know and see yourself and get the rehearsal of who you want to be. Then join us as a quantum navigator and feel supported and get the skills you'll need to literally walk so that it's in your body, it's in your spirit, it's in your heart, and it's in your mind. That's what I have to say.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And by the way, the Golden Wisdom Bundle or Golden Bundle 300 is $300. So
yep.
That's a real savings over the $550 value that it represents. It's a real bargain. All right, Sue, thank you for that so much. And I'll refer to that again in the Intel segment. So, Bob, does everybody know you're on remote location right now?
I suppose, yeah. People that were on at the very beginning the call.
Before the recording started, right, yeah. Bob is on location and in a beautiful area of the country. And, Bob, we're glad that you made it to the call. And now we just want to see what it is you'll have for us tonight. Obviously, we love to hear testimonials. Is the sale still in play, Bob?
Yes. Yeah, we still have our 50% off sale going on.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yep. And once people make their way over to our website, they just need to, right at the very front page, it says the product's 50% off. Click it. It'll bring you right there. You'll see some of our most popular products are on sale, including our Goodnight formula, which is right now less than $15 to purchase it.
Yes.
And
great.
Also our lignins are on sale, which are a product I'm going to read a couple of testimonials about in a minute. And lignins do a lot of different things for people. And we'll talk about that a little bit more, too, when I talk about the research. But I'll read these testimonials about the lignins first. This man that wrote in, this is a product that reversed a major problem I had at the time with my prostate. My doctor was preparing me for a major surgery. I called to discuss the situation that I was going through, and I was told I could start using lignins every morning, and in about 6 months, I would improve the problem. Well, when I went back to the doctor in 3 months, after they completed their testing, they came in and said major things started changing. I told him what I was taking, and he said, problem's coming up. I had to click because it's going on. It's a longer one than I thought. And I said I needed another 3 months to help even more with the problem. I went back 3 months later, went through all the testing again. The problem was clearing up even more. Today, I see the doctor once a year, and I am doing great. And, you know, this isn't the only testimonial, Bruce, like this. There's lots of them. We have well over 100 testimonials from people.
And the point is, he took the ligands, and then in 6 months, he was at such a part where it looks like they descheduled the surgery and didn't have to have prostate surgery, which is great news.
There's other people that have written in saying the exact same thing. Another testimony we got was from a woman that said, "This product is awesome. I'm in my 70s, and I've been taking these lignans since they were introduced. I have not had any hot flashes since then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you to Boomers." And this, these testimonials go on and on. Lignans are really, really great for helping people with hormonal issues, such as people going through menopause, issues with prostate, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the most common thing that people use them for. But in addition, they help tremendously with depression and anxiety, and even they help people with bipolar disorder. They help tremendously with all different types of infections, and they boost your immune system really well also. And we've even had people report, Bruce, that they sleep better taking the lignans.
Awesome. That's terrific, Bob. Really good.
Yep. So that's one of the things that's on sale, as well as numerous other ones. And Bruce, I also, we got this report today. It just came out. Let's see if I can. Came out from Philadelphia. And there's a commission on dementia prevention that updates their report every few years related to causes of dementia that are preventable. And they now have 12 different, they had 12 in 2020, and now they have 14. And they're, the things that they're talking about are all things that we've talked about before, Bruce, things that are absolutely modifiable. You know, they're saying that, you know, smoking obviously is one of them. And another is people that have high cholesterol, people that have social isolation, people who've had hearing loss, vision loss, and depression, level of education throughout a person's life, head injuries, people with diabetes, people with obesity, people with high blood pressure, and also people that live in poor quality air, and also social isolation are all these causes that they're listing. But there's also other things, Bruce, that are actually even more important, but this group of researchers doesn't really think of them as preventable. And two things that are even more important, one is inflammation, and the other is circulation. And we know from various studies, that, like from Cornell, that there's a very high correlation between poor circulation and dementia. And I think, well, what do you do about poor circulation? We know there's a lot of things that you can do, including the use of a circulation mask. And Bruce, if you could Say a couple words about that circulation, Matt. I'm going to get a drink.
Sure. Absolutely, Bob. Yeah, the circulation mat is designed to replicate the frequency of the earth, and it does so that you can essentially become grounded as you lay down on this mat. And most of the settings are designed so you can use it for 8 minutes in the morning and 8 minutes at night. It even has a sleep cycle that you can use that will absolutely work through the night if you want to go in I think it's an hour and a half segments, and you can set it for 7.5 or 8 or 9 hours. And it really helps you it just helps the circulation in your body to get to those extremities. It increases circulation by 30% in your body. So if you've got peripheral neuropathy in your hands or feet, and you know you're losing nerves in those areas, well, this will increase the circulation to hands and feet so that you don't have future problems down the road.
Thanks, Bruce.
Sure.
Thanks. Very important that other things people can do to improve with their circulation is to make sure you have the right nutrients, such as arginine and phosphatidylcholine, and also the right nutrients for your heart, such as coenzyme Q10 and the B vitamins to help with your circulation. And the other thing is, Bruce, with inflammation, inflammation and circulation are more important than all those other 14 factors put together. And a number of those factors lead to poor circulation and lead to inflammation. And so you also want to know that with inflammation, if you eat too much sugar or you have diabetes, you're going to be highly susceptible to inflammation. And so you want to make sure that the nutrition you're taking in has all the anti-inflammatory properties. And that is where you can use the same product, Boomer Boost, to help with that. And, of course, using our sprouted barley seeds have a dramatic effect on reducing inflammation.
There you go. Yeah, the two work so well together, Bob. Boomer Boost and barley. Yep. Essentially, the barley helps to effectuate the Boomer Boost by up to a factor of 5. So it's really great when you can take both of those together along with your lignans and your premium probiotics, which is what I do every morning, take them that way.
Yep, and as you do that, Bruce, it'll help. When you reduce your inflammation and improve your circulation, a lot of the other factors like hearing loss and eyesight, loss, those will be less likely to happen. You'll also be less likely to have issues with cholesterol. You'll have more energy for exercising. You'll be out and about, less likely to, be socially isolated. And that was a study I wanted to bring up tonight, Bruce. And if people want to get the products that we have on sale right now, we're going to keep them on sale for another few days, Bruce. Lots of people have been calling and going in online and taking advantage of these sales, and it's a good time for that. This is a time when lots of people need to save some money, but they don't want to compromise on their health. And so this is a really good time to take advantage of us putting these on sale, so that everybody has the opportunity to stay healthy.
There you go. Sounds great. And to let everybody know how to get to the website to be able to see these products and see the ones, all 7 products that are on sale for half price, 50% off, you can go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my website, and you can see the banner at the top of the page. It says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's site, and you can go navigate his site and go through and see all the various products, like you said, that are on sale and those that are not on sale that still represent great value. So Do that, and there's a phone number also in case you need a little help to navigate. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. Anything else, Bob?
No, that's it for tonight. Bruce, thank you. It's 10:09.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it so much. It's just good to know what all of these different products are good for. Circulation mat, very effective. Highly recommend everybody get one of those, and it's going to make a difference. It can affect your sleep cycle, and it will also affect your circulation and increase it by up to 30%, which is significant, you know, very significant. All right, let's talk about where we stand right now in terms of the Intel segment. We know that things are happening even in Iraq. For example, today we found out that that the head of the Central Bank of Iraq, his name is Alak, A-L-A-K, Alak, resigned today. And we're not quite sure why, but I've got some idea why he might have resigned. I know that we kind of had yesterday, oh, guys, we could go, but there's one more thing. And I thought, oh, no, what is it? Well, from last night until, let's call it late this afternoon, or not even late, till this afternoon, we had an issue between Iraq and the Foe administration. And that ended up being a result of them, meaning the administration, wanting to have a lower price for contract price of Iraqi oil that was to be sold by Iraq, which the price was, well, let's just say it was well into the higher numbers, and the contract rate would have been higher for us, and it was lowered by about 20% to meet the request of, well, let's just call it the deep state. So that probably occurred as a temporary fix, but it should have solved the problem between the Iraq and the administration. So that was something that we were anticipating happening, and it did happen to the point where now I think things can move forward. Now, in addition to that, we had a situation where let me think where I was going to go with that one. I got a little derailed there. We had another situation that was based on, it looks like, electrical storms and severe thunderstorms in the area that were outer bands that were coming up from Hurricane Deborah or Debbie that hit the Florida coast in the Gulf and then came across Georgia, Panhandle of Florida, and then Georgia, and then up skirting the Carolinas. South Carolina got really whacked, and also I think North Carolina along the coast is also feeling that. And I don't know where that hurricane is now, but that's the outer bands turned off electricity, shut down electricity in South Carolina to where one of the banks, the Wells Fargo Bank, could not be connected to the Wells Fargo Redemption Center. So we had disconnection between those two facilities such that they couldn't communicate rates to each other. And screens were down because electricity was down. And I think electricity came back up late this afternoon, but It did not allow them to get codes entered that they wanted to get entered so they could see what was going on with the screen rates. Now, here's the situation that was happening. Day before yesterday would have been what, Sunday? Sunday we had six currencies on the screens lit up with hard rates. In other words, not grayscale, not flickering, but hard rates. And then yesterday we had six more currencies come up on the screens that were with hard rates. So we went from six to 12 currencies that were visible and that went up. And then at the Redemption Center, actually this was at the bank, at the Wells Fargo Bank, a code was entered that was suggested to be entered by corporate. This code was entered, and then all of a sudden the screens went dark. Now, I could have told you that they knew that those screens would go dark when they sent them that information and said, go ahead and enter these codes. Because they didn't want anybody to remember those rates or to talk about that or be able to look at them again. They just didn't want that to happen. So then today we were told they'd put in the same codes that made the screens dark, and they would have the screens up at between 9:30 and 10 this morning and see the remaining seven currencies that would go up in value, because we have a total of 19. 12 and 7 is 19. So we would have thought those would have populated and we would have seen those. But as a result of the power outage, the bank was not able to connect with the Redemption Center, and I think they just needed the quantum computer to be completely interactive there, and so we don't know what happened to those last seven currencies. We think they probably came up, but we just didn't see what they were. We didn't get the word that that had happened. So tomorrow's a new day. They'll probably try it tomorrow, and hopefully those will come up and we'll have new rates. Now, let me say this. Today is the 6th, and thank you, Bob, for getting me right on that. Tomorrow's the 7th, which is Wednesday, and Thursday is the 8th. Well, we all know whose favorite number 8 is. We know that China's favorite number is 8, the number of new beginnings, of financial prosperity, and it would not surprise me if our start date was Thursday. And maybe we get notified tomorrow. We hope. We haven't heard that we will or that we'd get notified overnight tonight. But I think it's very possible we get notified, set appointments, and maybe we start on Thursday the 8th. I'm just saying. 8-8-24. 24. What's 2 times 4? 8. 8-8-8. Right. I don't know. I'm just saying. It could be that that's what China and the elders want to do as far as our start. It may be. We just don't know at this point whether that's going to come into play or not. It would not surprise me, though. So I was hoping we would get notified and get started today. Didn't happen. Tomorrow is in play, but we haven't heard anybody come in and say that would happen. None of our sources have gotten back to us to say that tomorrow is in play for numbers to come out and for us to set our appointments. So that is very interesting. We know that things are being done behind the scenes. There's a lot of things happening. We're told to sort of hang in there, stand by. It's coming. We've heard all those things before. We've heard them all before. And now it's just a matter of us having faith and believing into this taking place and us getting the result that we're looking for. So, other than that, there's nothing major that I can think of that we have to talk about. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and say that I recommend that you get the Golden Bundle 300 if you don't have it yet. And I also recommend that you sign up for Sue's latest class, which will start Thursday, the 8th. If something doesn't happen, it'll start at 7:25 p.m. that night, and she'll send out your notifications for the class in the afternoon on Thursday. Now, the information that you need to send Sue is, of course, you know her email address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. But in the subject line, just put either quantum navigators or navigators, N-A-V-I-G-A-T-O-R-S, navigators in the subject line. And then just make sure that you mention that your name, your cell phone number, and that you either have Cash App or you're willing to get it. And Sue didn't say, but I believe the class is going to be $150 for all three nights. That would be Thursday, Friday, and Monday night. And so that would be starting Thursday. So use that same email, integratedminds@hushmail.com, for both the Quantum Bundle 300, which is a $300 investment, in those five courses, total of 20 classes, that you'll get by email. You can click on those links and go through those at your own timing. And then you want to listen to those. Those will be great. And there's information there that will last you at least a year. So you'll have quite an investment that you'll make in getting those classes. And then her latest class, like I said, that starts Thursday, is Quantum Navigators. You could just put Navigators if you want. And then that would be a $150 for that. So let her know if you're in. You don't have to pay that till Thursday, but just let her know and say, I'm in for that class. Okay, so put Quantum Navigators in the subject line, and then in the email, just say, I'm in. It's your name and phone number. All right, let's do this, you guys. I think we're at the point where this was ready to go. We had the one more thing yesterday that I believe they solved today. At least I've heard that was solved. Other than that, we did hear that, let me get the dates right on this. I believe it was Saturday. We actually had Saturday we had the RV started, if you will, at 8 a.m. in the morning with the payout of the CMKX adjudicated settlement and also with the farm claims that we were looking for. And that night at 8 p.m., we heard that we were getting prosperity packages together. Now, I think they might have queued us up for that. They have not gone out. They were deciding on Saturday whether those were to go out by direct deposit or hand-to-hand delivery to the house, to the door, to you. And I don't know if they've made that decision. I've been told they have, and I've been told they haven't. So whichever it is, we don't know which one it is. But if you're in a prosperity package, I'm sure you'll find out soon enough. Initially, they were going to take it and pile at the redemption center after exchanging currencies and redeeming Zim. But now I'm not sure that they're going that route. They might do a direct deposit into our bank accounts, or they could still do a hand-to-hand delivery to us, and we'll find out. But we don't know the answer yet. And I don't know how quickly that would be. We thought it might start today. We thought it could have started yesterday, but it hadn't started yet. So that's prosperity packages. All right, so let's pray the call out. Let's look forward to an exciting week. After all, it is Tuesday, so let's see what the rest of the week has for us. And let's just believe for God to bless us in this way. Lord God, we just come to you and thank you so much for everything that you're doing for us to keep us grounded, to keep us looking forward to this incredible blessing. Thank you for healing us and keeping us healthy, healed, and whole. And thank you for everything in our lives, even tougher things that we have to go through. Thank you that we go through, but we have the faith to go through. We have the measure of faith that you give each one of us. And we just thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, bring this blessing home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, GCK. And thank you, Pastor Scott. Good to have you back. Thank you, Pastor, as well as Jeannie. Thank you for your continued support. And we look forward to this going. So let's get this thing, and let's look forward to receiving it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I will turn off the recording, and we will go from there. Here we go.